Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basics season. Last week, we talked about the intentions of this podcast. It has been called the Back to Basics season because this is where we want to lay the foundations of what intuition is and what it's all about. In this season, I will answer in detail and through personal experiences what intuition is, what it means, and what it can do for you as you learn to trust it. Moving forward after the basics, we will bring other people's thoughts and experiences about intuition as we interview guests on the podcast. Of course, there will be resources for you to download and all sorts of interaction as the podcast develops. But for now, let's get back to the basics. This week, we're asking the question, what exactly is intuition? With so many names and explanations for intuition, it's hard to know exactly what it is. It has been referred to as a gut instinct, a feeling in my bones, a hunch, or the sixth sense. When you Google the definition of intuition, it comes up with information such as from the Oxford Dictionary, intuition is a thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctive feeling rather than conscious reasoning. Cambridge states that intuition is an ability to understand or know something immediately based on your feelings rather than facts. Merriam-Webster are a little more abstract with two examples and dot points. Number one, the power or faculty of attaining to direct knowledge or cognition without evident rational thought or inference. B, immediate apprehension or cognition. C, knowledge or conviction gained by intuition. And point two is a quick and ready insight. Now, most of them are explaining it as a knowing feeling, being the opposite of conscious thinking. But all these explanations, what they made me do was think about it even more, even though it was about a feeling. It was not until I read the book about by the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, where he explains what intuition means in his terms. And he said intuition was a deep-seated knowing. And that resonated with me. It felt right in that it was a deep-seated knowing. But where did that knowing come from? This was the question I asked and I researched about continually throughout my life, although most of the time I wasn't aware of that. There were lots of lessons and explanations I needed to experience and understand before the simple answer could come through. My experiences, including me, that is my spiritual side of me, leaving my physical body on several occasions. Now, I'll talk more about those experiences in another podcast, but needless to say, I had to experience those situations to really understand that we actually do have a physical and spiritual aspect interwoven in us. The physical human body brings forward information through their ancestors via the DNA that comes with the blending of two physical bodies. So that's the physical aspect of it. The DNA comes together and we are born. The spiritual being comes into the physical human with a purpose to achieve a particular goal. And it is connected, the spiritual being is connected with all that intuitional realm. Now again, I had to experience this physically to understand it. Once during an extremely violent situation where I was nearly killed. And it wasn't until I went through some of these experiences that I understood where this deep-seated knowing was coming from. Once I understood that we had two types of bodies, a physical human and a spiritual being, that comes together to create a human being, intuition really made sense to me. Intuition is direct communication between your spiritual and physical bodies. Intuitive messages, information and guidance from your spirit, and that is called intuition. Now, when we break intuition down even further, we can break it into two words, in and tuition. Now, tuition means teaching or guiding, and in suggests it's coming from within. So intuition is the inner guidance from your spirit side. The side that guides you towards its purpose for coming into the physical body. Its purpose and thus your purpose in life. Spirit communicates to you emotionally, physically, mentally, and visually. We just need to listen in order to know what our intuition is telling us. Now, one particular time when I really understood about what listening to your body meant was when I was heavy in labour with my first child. The pain was increasing, but never having experienced that before, you just did not know how much more you could take or where you were in the labour. I didn't want to have the baby at home, but I didn't want to be stuck in hospital for hours and hours pacing up a ward. I wanted to be at home for as long as I could without risking anything. And as a first-time mum-to-be, I didn't know what that looked like, what that meant. Another contraction came and I got my way through it and quickly turned to mum and said, "When do I go into hospital?" Now, I asked this hoping that if I go into the hospital sooner, the baby will come sooner and it would all be over and done with. Yeah, that doesn't work. "You'll know," was mum's reply. "That's not what I wanted to hear." "How will I know?" I asked mum desperately, not sure if she knew or not. But after having 8 babies herself, I was pretty confident she would know. But I was also aware that everybody's different at the same time. "You'll just know," she said quietly, responding to me to ease me down. Another contraction, the same question was asked, the same response came back. "You'll just know when it's time. Your body will tell you." "How does it tell me, mum? How will I know?" I started to get frustrated and agitated that mum would I needed her just to say, "It's time to go." But she didn't know what the exact time was, but she knew I would know when it was. "Listen to your body," she said. "What is it telling you?" I stopped and I listened to her. I went quiet between contractions and felt what my body was doing. It was not stressed. It was not frustrated. It was doing what it needed to do. It was supposed to be doing. The time between contractions started to lighten up. They became enjoyable over the next few hours as I explored my body and what it was feeling. A few contractions came together, and I could feel the change within. I knew it was time. "I thought it would be soon," mum said when I said I was ready to go. Mum inadvertently taught me to be aware of how my body was feeling and how I was feeling. She showed me how to be aware of my intuition on one level, and I didn't even know what intuition was at that stage. Intuition is the spiritual body communicating with the physical body. And it can do that emotionally, physically, mentally, and visually. In this particular situation, it came through physically because as soon as I was aware of what I was feeling in my physical body, the intuitive guidance could come through and help me. I'll discuss this a little bit deeper on another podcast about how the emotions come through, how the different ways the body's, intuition can talk to us. But just to recap on this podcast, exactly on what intuition is. Intuition is the direct communication with your soul or your spiritual side. It is information, messages and guidance from your spiritual self to your physical self. And your spiritual self is directly connected to universal energy, all that is, or what we often refer to as God. No wonder it is a deep-seated knowledge. I'm certainly not surprised that it's beyond rational thinking and it is defined as a knowing feeling. It comes from a place other than what our five senses can tell us. It comes from within, and yet it is attached to all the energies of the universe, all the knowledge in the world. So next time someone asks you what intuition is, you can say, it is your soul guiding you or God sending you messages. So that's how I discovered what intuition is. That was my main area in that side of understanding how to listen to the body. And that was when intuition physical level. Next week, episode 1.2, I'll talk about the types of intuition. So I briefly talked about them today. But as we talked earlier, there is the different types that come through. So the four ways that it can manifest is mentally, emotionally, visually, and physically. So this one was a lot about the physical. I will go into other areas of the physical. But next week, it is more about the overall look at those four elements and how we can understand it. We will feel intuition differently, and it will come through stronger in different ways. So tune in for next week for that one, and we'll go right through what types of intuition there is. So that brings me to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please connect with me on any of the social media profiles in the notes and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on the next episode. And just remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. Thank you for listening.